Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Have you ever wondered about some of the laws and the precepts contained in the Bible? Especially those commands of God found in the Old Testament. To our modern day ears, they might sound strange, outdated, and quite frankly, foolish. Let's have a quick look at just one such decree of the Lord, which is found in Numbers chapter 15, verses 38 and 39. We read, "Speak to the people of Israel and tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and to put a cord of blue on the tassel of each corner. And it shall be a tassel for you to look at and to remember all the commandments of the Lord, to do them, not to follow after your own heart and your own eyes, which you are inclined to whore after." Tassels? Blue cords? All of this to help God's people remember His commandments? To us modern-day readers, it just sounds like much ado about nothing. However, we, who are so far removed from the times and the places of these events, often fail to grasp the significance and meaning of them. For in the ancient world, the hem of one's garment was of particular importance. It symbolized the owner's identity and authority. When two parties formed a legally binding contract, it would be engraved on clay tablets, and then both parties would press the corner of the hem of their garment into the clay to seal their agreement. Tassels on one's garments also signified their status in society. In Exodus chapter 28, verse 33, we read how the high priest's blue robe was elaborately decorated and adorned with a border of bells and pomegranates. And remember David in the cave of Ein Gedi, when he cut off the corner of King Saul's robe when the king was relieving himself? After Saul left the cave, David was overcome with remorse at his actions, because cutting off the corner of the hem of the king's robe was just like knocking the crown off the king's head. It was an insult to the king and his position. And David felt deeply remorseful at having pursued such a provocative action toward God's anointed king. You can read the account in 1 Samuel chapter 24. But why were all Jews to wear tassels on their garments with the blue cord? The famous Jewish scholar Jacob Milgram suggests that the reason behind this commandment was to remind all of the chosen people of God that they were a nation of priests. He writes, quote, "In antiquity, the tassel was an insignia of authority, high breeding, and nobility. By adding the blue woolen cord to the tassel, the Torah combined nobility with priesthood. Israel is not to rule man, but to serve God. It is the uniform of all of Israel." Even Jesus wore tassels on his robe. Remember the woman suffering from the long-term issue of blood in Luke chapter 8? We read in verse 44 that this poor, sick woman who had suffered for years snuck up behind Jesus just to touch the tassels on his robe. She believed that if she would only touch the hem of his garment, she would be healed. But why the hem? Because the hem, or the tassels, represented Jesus's identity and authority. As Savior and healer, Jesus was not defiled by her touch, but instead, He cured her impurity. What a marvelous picture of Jesus' desire to save and to bless those who are in need of His mercy. And He saved her, just as today He saves us, no strings attached. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, because of your tender love toward us sinners, you have given us your Son, that believing in him, we might have everlasting life. Continue to grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may remain steadfast in this faith to the end, and finally come to life everlasting through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.